Last agenda item is, I don't know if you want to...
I'm just going to buzz through it. This is more informational. Okay. It's what we are going to be bringing to the planning commission to understand. In the beginning, procedures for approving conditional uses, Jim Dede's and Bill Pierce, myself, quickly looked at. And there's some, what we discussed was, right now, we're not sure what goes to the town commissioners unless you should come to us first. And what we basically decided was we'd like to rewrite that first section to make it clear as to the path of the submission of a project. And we're thinking about categorizing the projects. We don't know how yet, whether it's the square footage or its use or what, but categorizing a project that comes into town and how it would be set out and distributed from there. Because right now it's kind of vague. It says, in what way this goes to the town commissioners, and the town commissioners decide what to do with it. And we're thinking that we should be more defined on the character of the submission. So mm-hmm. We're thinking about what class of the submission would prompt it coming to the planning commission, what would keep it at the building inspector's level before it goes to the town commissioners. So we're discussing that right now in the district regulations. The other thing that we noticed right away was in some of these procedures for approval of site plans, we have a requirement that the town should have, for instance, 5 working days of a submission to check the submission's face value and move to the next step. 5 days isn't enough. We have to change that to probably something like 30 days to give the town more time to review.
That's if it comes to us, right? If you decide that certain projects come to us, we need more time.
We need more time, or basically anybody needs more time. If the category stays within building inspector's office, he needs more time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, before we have to decide on 5 days isn't enough. So,
that's right. Mike, are you recommending, or are you the possibility of changing your group from a group that recommends how the laws and regulations be written to a review group, or building review group?
Possibly, yeah. We're looking at the present wording right now and using some projects that have come through town in the past year or two, and how they could maybe come through cleaner
Do other towns do that? I don't know.
That is generally what the planning commissions do.
They actually review projects. Okay.
Oh, yeah. In most other jurisdictions, they're a judicial body, and they are actually the body that makes the decision.
Bill, of course, is more familiar than Jim was on this, but myself particularly, what I advised them was, of all the towns that I have worked on in dozens and dozens in 3 different states, we never have gone to a town commissioner first. The plan has not gone to a town commissioner first. It's come to a review agency to get their advice, recommendation, and then they vote on it. And we're looking into maybe doing something like that.
And it also takes the individual out of it.
Yeah, and categorizing the projects from a small project up to a major one. Where should it go?
Right.
And the town, it'll come to the town manager first. He'll look at the project, see where it fits in the regulation, and send it off to the next body. And that body will have a sufficient amount of time to review it and send it on for a recommendation.
Well, certainly 5 days isn't enough.
5 days isn't enough. That's just one of the things. Again, there's a couple areas in here where there's not enough time to do things in the administrative end, and we're going to be looking in and changing that. The preliminary site, there's a section of preliminary site plan requirements, and it lists dozens or so requirements. We're suggesting that we'll make a checklist based on this, and when an applicant submits his plans, he will also submit this checklist, and they're going to be responsible to check off everything that they had to do to follow that. So when the reviewing agency, whether it's the building inspector or the planning commissioner, we're looking at this professional's application, that he's followed this, he's followed that. For instance, one of them is going to be a wetland study. well, if you're just doing a minor project on the coastal highway, you don't need a wetland study. And they're going to put non-applicable. But we're going to make sure that it's non-applicable. We're going to say, okay, you know, we're going to at least get the review out of it. Is it really non-applicable, or should we have them hire a wetland scientist to look at it? So, you know, they're going to be responsible to tell us what they think, what they put on it, and what they're responsible for or not. So
we're all for it, but I hope you all got plenty of time.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, have to do it.
It's what you do in other towns.
And there were some questions in here about traffic studies and wetland studies, who's responsible for that. And, of course, if a developer is doing something in town that generates enough traffic that DelDOT thinks that the traffic study required, they got two options. They can go to DelDOT and see if they did a recent traffic study in that intersection and try to use it, or they're going to have to pay their own traffic study. Same thing with wetlands. You know, they're going to go to the state system and say if there's wetlands on the property. If there is, then they got to do a wetland study at their cost. Things like that are going to be more clearly spelled out.
That's all people want to know. They want to know, what do you want?
Yeah.
So we don't come to public meetings and one person says, I want this, yeah, that, the other, and the other says, I want, you know, X,
Y, Z. What's your price?
It's just, it's not really fair to either side.
And it's important to categorize projects because, I mean, the preliminary site, the requirements for a preliminary site plan review, there's like 54 items, which if you're building a deck, you know, some of them are probably...
Right.
Versus building a house versus building a...
There's communities that use square footage as a cutoff. For instance, whenever I work on, if you build anything over 480 square feet, you're up to a little mini engineering drawing. If you go up to 3,000 square feet, you're an engineering drawing. Above 6,000, you're a major engineering drawing. So there's different categories based upon square footage. So, you know, we'll figure out what's the best for the town. And then who's responsible to do the traffic studies, who's responsible to do the wetland studies, and what's going to have to do. And the last thing we looked at is on the certificate of occupancy, paragraph C makes no sense at all. We're just going to wipe that out and rewrite it. It's, if you read it, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe one of us can figure out what it's saying. And so we're going to look at that.
But you're also going to hopefully put in something about a post-construction survey and...
Yeah, that'll be part of the categories, yeah. Depending on what you category you are in, what you have to provide in the beginning and the end. Also, what you see a lot of these towns are doing, everybody's doing now. Anywhere you ride in the country, you see yellow signs on a piece of property, and that's public's notification that something is going on that property. You can pull over, see what it is. If you miss the newspaper article, at least you know you can come to the town and maybe think about doing something like that on major things. Also, what I don't see in the town is fees. What do you charge to submit plans and review these plans? Somebody's, you know, if you, we do it for free, but if it's got to be sent out, somebody's got to pay for that, and there should be a fee structure as to how much you've got to pay when you do those things. The town shouldn't have to bite the bullet on that. So we're into that. We know we've got work to do. It's going to take us a couple months to get it done.
Good. Thanks for everything.
Thanks.
That brings us to the end of our agenda. Any public comments?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Good
beat.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
You have to go and bring